Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
With a voice of singing, declare ye and tell us, utter it even to the end of the earth. The Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. Now, while God is often used as a universal term, Lord is not. Because the Lord is the I Am, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who alone dwells between the cherubim, the one who has redeemed his servant Jacob. And to this God, not simply to any God, all the earth is invited to make a joyful noise. Sing forth the honor, not of someone or anyone, but of his name. The Lord's name is unique. He gives people access to himself through this name. And he even calls us by this name. Jacob, the Lord's redeemed servant, received from the Lord the name Israel. The man who wrestled with God and prevailed now had a God who wrestles for him. A God who wasn't unknown or uncertain to him, but one who gave him a promise and who gave him a blessing to cling to. And so the church also prays to this day, Thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not, O Lord our God. Where the Lord's name is, there he is to bless us. There he may be called upon in truth, acknowledged, praised, and petitioned. Jesus says in today's gospel, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. You will ask in my name, and I do not say that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. Our fundamental confession as Christians, the most basic creed that we have, is this: Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed not only Jacob, but me, that I may be his own. The name of the Lord, the I Am, is one and the same with the name of Jesus, in which every head, if not every knee, rightly bows. Jesus is God. He is of Sabaoth Lord, and there is none other God. The name of Jesus and the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which Jesus gives us, these names are to us what the Lord was to Jacob, because Jesus is the Lord. The name of Jesus is to be worshipped, because he is equal to the Father. And in fact, there is no one but Jesus to be worshipped. There is no other name under heaven by which men are saved. There is no other way to the Father. There is no other religion except that of the devil. And there is no one else to pray to but Jesus. And yet in our society, whenever we find ourselves in a crisis, we are sorely tempted to cobble together all of the clerics, any of them that we can find, and have them pray to their myriad of gods, hoping that one of them might work. Maybe we hope that all of the gods are going to join forces like the Avengers to solve our problems for us and to usher in a new age of tolerance and prosperity. Well, nothing speaks of our uncertainty and our grasping at straw was quite like the ecumenical prayer service. And whatever deep fears or false hopes these events come from, good intentions, I think, what they end up looking like is nothing short of the state prayers of the ancient Roman Empire. Incense offered to a pantheon of gods, always including the unknown God, just in case we forgot to invite his representative. Prayer in such a context, no matter what the words say, is never prayer in Jesus' name. Because the Lord Jesus Christ does not share the stage. He is not one among many. He's not a regional God or an ethnic God. He's not at all satisfied with being designated the chief or the most important of the gods, like Zeus or something. Nor will he accept the idea that he's the real God, but he also accepts all sorts of false names. All paths do not lead to Jesus. Jesus leads to Jesus and to his Father. He is our one Redeemer. He is the Lord. He is the one who is who he is. And apart from him, nothing and no one else is. Prayer to any other God or by any other name is idolatry. And that is the reason why our prayer and confession as Christians cannot stand next to rabbis who believe that Jesus is the bastard son of a Nazarene peasant who was executed as a criminal and is still dead. He isn't. Nor can our prayer or our confession stand alongside those who claim that Jesus never died at all, that he was a misunderstood prophet who did not atone for the sins of the world and does not bring us to his Father, as Jesus does. Prayer in Jesus' name cannot stand with shamans in buffalo skins peering into the intestines of dead animals. Prayer in Jesus' name, by definition, must condemn those demonic lies and point us and lead us into the truth. Everything that is asked in Jesus' name is given. Nothing asked in any other name is given. Christ commands us in today's gospel to pray with confidence to the Father in his name. And with this command, he also promises that he will hear us, that he will give us what we need according to his good and gracious will. And that means at the same time that he forbids us to offer our prayers with uncertainty in any other name, because there are no promises like that to be found in any other name. A God by any other name than Jesus is not a God who is united to your humanity, not a God who comes into your sufferings to bear them, not just with you, but for you. God who has not died for your sins to reconcile you to himself. Such a God has given you no cause to seek out his mercy and expect to find it, no work for which to praise him. But Jesus, who gave his life to make you his own, he hears prayers. His Father, who is reconciled to us and to whom we have access through the blood of Jesus, he hears prayers. He has made himself our God. Christ has made him our Father as we pray. We belong to him. We are called by his certain name. And his jealous love would not share us with uncertainty. Prayer in the name of Jesus is always prayer that is through his death and his resurrection. It's always prayer that is in the name of holy baptism, where God's name has been given to his people. And prayer in the name of Jesus is always prayer that is conformed to the prayer that he gave in Gethsemane. God's will is always good, and it is always done. And chiefly, the will of God is his Son's atoning death to reconcile us to the Father, to make us his own, to redeem us. Apart from that, there is no real prayer, and no prayer that is heard. Even when the will of God seems like it must be bad by its appearances, such as the Father not removing the cup of wrath from his Son, or when it means that we suffer shame or hatred or even violence from the world, heavenly hindsight will always reveal that it was his perfect will. It is just what his children needed. It is what was best. To pray in Jesus' name is to pray that this good and gracious will of God be done. Now, what Jesus teaches today, and what Psalm 66 echoes, is that a Christian prays with confidence, as dear children to a dear Father. We do not pray with uncertainties, grasping at straws, tossing out Hail Marys in the hopes that some God is in the end zone for us. For that matter, we do not pray Hail Marys, thinking that Christ is a terrible judge who's angry with us. Maybe someone a little closer to him, someone like his blessed mother, would deliver a better petition to the Father. No. That's what today's gospel is all about. Christ Jesus has given us direct access to himself because he has come into our flesh, not to condemn them, but that the world through him might be saved. With today's gospel, he gives the apostles and us direct access to the Father in his name. He makes us a priesthood, established in his own high priestly train. Each of us, all of us together, invited and consecrated to pray with confidence to the Father, through the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. As the Old Testament priests had access to God through their sacrifices offered in the temple, so much more do we have access to God through the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Faith brings prayers in the name in which faith trusts. And our faith is in Jesus, the Lord who saves his people from their sins. And because we know both his name and what it means, we know the character of God as the one who has redeemed us. So we utter our amens in Jesus. Yes, this will be so. For as our intro has it, truly, God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away our prayer, nor his mercy from us. No other God does this, because no other God is a man, crucified for our sins and raised for our justification. God did not spare his own Son, freely gave him up for us. How then will he not, as he has promised, with him, graciously give us all things? Alleluia, Christ is risen.